When I lived in Chicago, I worked in the Sears Tower, which used to be the tallest building in the world. Gainesville has its own version with the Siegel Building. Originally, this building was planned to be named the Dixie Hotel. However, when Florida's land boom went bust in the 1920s, the 11-story skyscraper remained unfinished. Georgia Siegel came to the rescue during the Great Depression. She financed the completion of the building in 1936 and named it in memory of her brother, John F. Siegel. Georgia Siegel donated the building to the University of Florida, and it became the new location for the Florida State Museum. During World War II, the University of Florida Department of Engineering used the upper floors of the Siegel Building for classified research connected with the building of the atomic bomb. Elaborate security protection devices were installed in the building. It was added to the National Register of Historic Places in 1982. In 1983, after the University of Florida moved out of the building, professional offices were added on the first six floors, and 16 condominiums were completed. A penthouse suite and the former Heritage Club restaurant were also part of the 1983 renovation. For 30 years, the Siegel Building claimed the title of the tallest building in Gainesville. That distinction now belongs to the Beatty Towers on the University of Florida campus. Produced by the Matheson History Museum and Why Not Theater, funded in part by Visit Gainesville, Alachua County.